something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
It's medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mental, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at The Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
Time for a Netball Show with Mizuno special. We can now hear from ex-Diamonds player Laura Geitz, who's now part of Nine's netball coverage. Laura has been telling us what it would be like to watch this time round and if she'll be up in the middle of the night.
It definitely will be hard sitting back and watching the girls play. I mean, since I've retired, that's been part and parcel of what you expect sitting on the sidelines, and come game day, you definitely get that urge to be out there. I can easily say I will be up in the middle of the night watching the girls, because I will have a newborn baby to be taking care of. So I'm very excited that I will have something to watch during all those early wake-ups, early mornings and wake-ups in the middle of the night.
And are the Australian games easy to watch? Do they get easier to watch being the next player? Or are you playing every pass?
It's so hard to sit back and watch what's happening out there, because you naturally just go back to your own experiences and those moments, particularly the close games and particularly World Cups, where there's just so much excitement. I think when I'm 50 or 60, I'll still have that desire to be a part of it. Nothing compares to that competitiveness, and watching, you know, the other Aussie girls out there, you feel like you're connected to them in a way. So you do play every pass, you defend every shot, you take every intercept with all the girls out there, and you just wish them all the very best.
Your retirement came last year. Was it just a case of reaching a moment where your personal life was more important?
Somebody said to me, in regards to retirement, you know the time is right when you've exhausted all your love for the game. In 2017, when I had Barney, I hadn't felt like I had completely exhausted all of my love for the game. That's why I chose to come back in 2018. Getting towards the end of that season of 2018, I knew that it was time for my life to take a different direction, and there was other priorities in my life, such as my family. And I think I definitely had got to the point where I had exhausted my love for the game, and had felt like I'd really taken, you know, my position as keeper at the Firebirds and the Diamonds to a place that I could take it, and it was time to leave it and let somebody else come in and take over the reins. That's not to say it's not difficult to walk away and retire. I don't think anything prepares you for that instant change, but at the same time, you definitely know when you've got nothing left to offer, and that was the case for me.
The last time we spoke was a little under a year ago. You've had more time with your family. You're expecting again as your own family grows. So has it been an enjoyable break? Have you missed that intensity of training?
I think probably for me, the thing that I miss the most about playing is the camaraderie with the girls. You know, all the moments that aren't scripted, that, you know, are away from the court, that are in the change rooms, that just seem to happen, that actually stay with you forever, that are the fondest moments that you have. That's what I miss most about the game. I miss, you know, rocking up to training every day and strapping your ankles and having conversations with 11 other girls about how their day's been, and just that social side of team sport is definitely probably the biggest part for me that I miss. In saying that, I definitely don't have the urge to be putting my body through the intensity of training. And the only urge, as I said earlier, that I have is on game day. And even then, it's probably not to the extent of what it should be if I actually wanted to be back out there playing. So again, for me, all signs is to know that the timing for me was right to walk away from the game.
How important is that time away from the sport for pro athletes?
time away from the sport is exceptionally important. I think when you're living it and, you know, you've got your goals individually that you want to achieve as an athlete and as a team, you get really caught up in the whirlwind of it. And, you know, in netball in particular, that four-year cycle, whether it be a Commonwealth Games or a World Championships, it just goes like a cyclone. It is so fast. And you find yourself going from a domestic season into international, and there's really not a whole lot of downtime. And I think probably from my experience, you're only capable of so much before your body's starting to tell you that mentally you need a break or physically you need a break. So I think our game is getting better in terms of realizing when girls need, you know, active rests and just rests away from the game. And I think it's really hard for younger athletes at times to think, oh, I've got to step away and give my body a break because I'll lose my position. But in the long run, you know, I think it really is so beneficial towards having a long and lengthy and happy career.
There's obviously still a love for the sport. Will we eventually see you move into a management or coaching role?
Of course, I will always have a love and a passion for the game. That will never leave. It's given me so much, and I'll forever feel as though I'm in debt to the game of netball. I can easily say I'll never be involved in coaching in terms of, you know, being the sole coach. I'd like to do some defensive specialist coaching at times, but, you know, for me, my life probably has gone in a different direction in terms of the media side of netball and, you know, doing, I suppose, more mentoring and helping younger athletes come through with their journey on leadership. And for me, that's probably where more of my passion and interests lie and how I can see that I can give back to the game.
What do you think of that Diamond squad that's been named? Plenty of experience in there, but that mix of players gives Lisa lots of options if she needs them.
Australia has always prided themselves on having depth, you know, in the squad. And I think probably Lisa Alexander, since she's taken over the reins, it's been one of her greatest strengths as coach, is to continue to develop that depth and that strength within the playing group. And, you know, as the international seasons now seem busier and more expected of the girls, I think that's a huge positive in terms of having having so many viable options out on court to choose from.
Plenty has been said about the importance of Seabass and the role that she plays on court. We can't really deny the role she's going to play, and it's really good to see her playing back in the Suncor again.
Seabass, look, she has really grown into her role on court and off court as a leader. She's a big game player. There's no denying that. And, you know, I think that she has really just got great confidence within her own ability on court. And I think she's finally got to the point where she's comfortable in having her own leadership style and not comparing herself to others. And she does a fantastic job with those youngsters in the Diamonds, and she's coming into great form in the SSN over here now, and I'm really excited to see her carry that form into the World Cup.
Scotland and Northern Ireland are involved for UK audiences. Lindsay Impert, the World Cup event director, is asking people to maybe adopt a second or third team, so who'd be yours?
Look, I am excited to see what the likes of Jamaica can do this time around. I think that they, I have a bit of a soft spot for them, maybe because I know quite a few of the girls in the team, and really looking forward to seeing what they can do.
Any team you think that could cause an upset? Jamaica, South Africa?
The team for me that could cause a real upset is South Africa. As I mentioned just earlier, Jamaica's a big, I'm a fan of Jamaica. I think they're going to be great. But I really do think that South Africa is going to be a huge challenge, and whether they have the strength to win it, I don't believe they do, but I think they can cause some major upsets and can really disrupt potentially the competition for maybe some of the stronger teams. And, you know, I know New Zealand's always in the mix, but I actually think that people have maybe discounted them a little bit, but I think they're going to be really strong at this World Cup.
And how about teams making it through to the big final? Do you see it being anything other than England, Australia?
The thoughts on final teams in the grand final, England and Australia. Look, that's probably what pops into everyone's mind going off what happened at Commonwealth Games last year. Again, I think New Zealand is going to be in that final too, and I actually think New Zealand will be there and it will be out of England and Australia for that other position. I'm also, you know, just mindful 4 years ago that we experienced that Home World Cup, and whilst there's so much positivity surrounding the fact that you've got your own crowd and you're in your own country, you think that that's just a given advantage. I actually found early on in those rounds it was more of a disadvantage for us as an Australian team hosting the World Cup. There's so much more pressure. And I think for England that might be something that they also realise and you know, have to prepare that, you know, an early loss can sometimes really send a bit of a rocket through the group. And I think with the different teams having to play each other in the pools, that's always on the cards. So it'll be interesting to see how England withstand that pressure, whether they use it to their advantage or whether it becomes a little bit too much for them.
And Laura, you're obviously a two-time world champion. Those memories are going to be with you forever, and you'll be hoping that members of the Diamonds will be celebrating in the arena in Liverpool.
There's nothing quite like playing in a World Cup. It's basically the Olympics for us as netballers. Those memories of winning, they stay with you forever. They're the kinds of moments you want to bottle and be able to experience forever. And that's not the case. So you treasure them when they happen. And, you know, I really do hope, as obviously a former Diamond, that I can look on and see the Australian girls lifting that trophy. And I just hope for all of the other players that are involved in this World Cup that it's an amazing experience for them, that they enjoy, you know, the other teams and just all being at the same place playing our great game. It's just something really, really, truly special, and I wish everyone that's part of the World Cup all the very best.
We spoke to Sue Gordian, and she didn't dismiss an Australia versus England final, but she also had a few other ones to watch.
Oh, you're going for an Australia-England final? So am I, actually, to be honest with you. But I don't say it lightly. Look, no fool out there thinks that this is going to be a home and host World Cup for any particular side. You know, you can go and say England have a home advantage, and I think that will play well for them at certain times. Australia are going to come in, you know, with revenge in their eyes. New Zealand sweep in with expectations of a better performance and improvement, but still at the end of the day they're underdogs as such. South Africa constantly on the improve. I don't know that they will threaten a World Cup victory, but they will maybe shape the way the ladder falls. But for me, without a doubt, I reckon keep your eye on Jamaica. They got five Jamaicans playing out in this league this year, all superstars in their own right, but in particular players like Shamira Sterling and Shamona Nelson are just going to grow and grow with stature. They're the young youth for Jamaica coming through. Fowler will lead well as captain. Romelda Aiken, again, just so experienced. So really it'll be looking at what comes through the midcourt for Jamaica. And there's plenty of social media about that they have got their heads down and bums up at the moment to, you know, get themselves right. So I would keep a steady eye on the Jamaicans. They're my dark horse.
Jeeva told us the team are ready to get things underway.
We've never actually made a grand final in a World Cup game. So for me, it's about trying to improve that, trying to get to a final and then trying to win gold. Got a really decent team, and I've been involved for over 17 years now with the England side. So to see that development come and to see the right structures get in place, but to actually see this group of athletes that we've got, and quite a few of them are now playing out in Australia and over the world and just improving their netball. And I think it's putting us in really good stead.
Search for The Netball Show in all the usual places you get your podcasts. And as we've been online since 2017, we should be there somewhere. And we've regular updates online at thenetballshow.co.uk, where we continue with the latest news and updates from your club and begin the build-up to October's Fast Five UK.
Yeah!
it's something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to the Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at the Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.